From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. On February 3rd, 2009, at a recently renovated synagogue in Washington, D.C., Anthony and the Johnsons performed for a crowd of about 800 people. Well, Anthony's unique tenor voice has graced the songs of Lou Reed and Bjork, Brian Ferry, Rufus Wainwright, and Hercules in Love Affair. On this edition of All Songs Considered, the concert from the 6th and I Synagogue. You can see pictures online. Hear my interview with Anthony either on the website, npr.org/allsongs, or at the end of the podcast. But you should also know that this concert begins a partnership with NPR Music and Pitchfork TV. And so you'll be able to watch selections of Anthony and the Johnsons' concert on Pitchfork TV at pitchfork.com. Now, to Anthony and the Johnsons, enjoy the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Wow, it's an honor to play such a beautiful spot. Yeah, so thanks for having us. And yeah, it's the first show. We've never done a show in Washington before, so. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Epilepsy is dancing, she's a Christ now departing, and I'm finding my rhythm as I twist in the snow. Oh, the metal burned in me, down the brain of my river. Oh, that fire was searching for a waterway home. Cry, glitter needs love. My eyes pinned inside with green jewels, hanging like Christmas stars from a golden vein. As I came to screaming, hold me while I'm dreaming, for my fingers are curling and I cannot breathe. And then I cried in the kitchen, how I seen your ghost witching, as a soldering blue line between my eyes. In a hole, hiding from danger. Scared to be alone. Wonder to bring me some peace. Starlight, you came from the other side to offer me mercy. Mercy, mercy. Wonder, I'm the one you've been waiting for. From your skin I'm born again. I wasn't born yesterday. You were old and hurt. I was longing to be free. I see things you were too tired, but you were too scared to see. Wonder to bring me some peace. In starlight you came from the other side to offer me mercy, 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 mercy. Thank you. One day I'll grow up and I'll be a One day I'll grow up and I'll be a powerful girl.
I changed the words a bit for the second phase of the song. It's just a subtle shift, but we just made one substitution.
One day I'll grow up and I'll be a powerful man. One day I'll grow up and I'll be a powerful girl. But for today, I am child. For today, I am boy. For today, I am child. For today, I am boy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I've been getting in a little bit of trouble with the press recently. Because someone, you know, typically they ask you the most, like, ridiculous questions, and someone asked me, so what would you do, I mean, it's that classic question, what would you do if you were forced to be the world leader? You know, what would you do for the, you know, it's like, okay. So I was like, well, I mean, I just responded honestly, you know, on the basis of my own, you know, problems. But I said, oh, well, I would immediately switch anyone in a position of corporate or political power to the opposite gender. No, I mean, you know, that seems fair. You know, it's like, I didn't say everyone had to be women. I just said, let's just switch everyone. Everyone who's a woman will make a man, and everyone who's a man will make a woman. And we'll just try it for three months. But it would have to be a worldwide pact, because then, you know, we'd have to have everyone in, you know, all the people in power in Israel be women, and all the people in power in America be women, and all the people in power. You know, did you hear about what happened? Was it in Denmark or Norway? Where they made that new law? Did anyone hear about it? Maybe it was a dream. Well, I heard that they made a new law, either in Denmark or Norway, where they had like 3 months to make everyone, 50% of the leaders of corporations, women. Is it just a fantasy that I had? No, I think it really happened. It happened a couple of months ago. And, you know, and all the people in Iran, you know, make all the main leaders and the people in corporations and all the heads of the oil companies, make them all women. You know, and then the person says, well, Margaret Thatcher was a woman. I said, well, but what if Margaret Thatcher was surrounded by women? Wouldn't that be different? Margaret Thatcher was like playing in a men's field. You know, we've never tried it. You know, or maybe, okay, it's maybe like there's Inside Out Day, you know, where the children go to school with their clothes inside out. You know, what if we just had, even if we couldn't do that, what if we just made one day a year, just like Martin Luther King Day, where, like Lady Day, where all the men, cross-gendered day, where all the men in positions of power had to at least honor their inner feminine aspect, or their inner mother, you know? So I've got this whole scheme, I've got it all worked out for you, where it's like, you know, you've got your inner mother, and you're the father, and you're inner child, and we've got to honor all three of those aspects. You know, but when we get to adulthood, usually we just think we're only allowed to occupy one of two of them, you know? But actually, all the three of those aspects are in dialogue. Okay, I better stop now, right? Okay. Sorry? It's a mess, I know. Say that other part again? Oh, the date. Oh. How about, no, it has to be a day when people are at work. I was gonna say Christmas, but that's a little bit. Well, it has to be, you know, well, maybe we'll work on the Pope first. He's really saying so many terrible things. Did you hear that he installed a Holocaust denier back to being a bishop? And, you know, on Christmas, he said that permitting, or I don't know how exactly he worded it, but accepting gays and transgender people was as much a plight on society as the deforestation of the rainforest. That we have to be concerned about both these things when we're considering the apocalypse. I think he has food allergies. Because he's got those terrible circles around his eyes. I mean, he's got the worst case of, what's it called, raccoon eyes. And and bad food can really make you think the most terrible things. Think of the Twinkie defense. Anyway. Okay, let's move on.
Glow when the grass is green with grow, and my tears have turned to snow. Well, I'm only a child, born upon a grave, dancing through the stations, cold modeling out my name. Kiss my name, kiss my name. My name. I'm trying to be sane, trying to kiss my friends. When broken, make amends. Oh, kiss my nail, the curtains wide, the turtle doves in bright light. As I lie burning brown, they come back to exhort and sound. The songs I sang years before. Kiss my nail, when it was my time to reign, of the cold that I became. I need another place. Will there be peace? I need another world. This one's nearly gone. Still have too many dreams. Never seen the light. I need another world. Place where I can go. I'm gonna miss the sea. I'm gonna miss the snow. I'm gonna miss the beer. I miss the things that grow. I'm gonna miss the trees. Gonna miss the sun. I'll miss the animals. Gonna miss you all. I need another place. Will there be peace? I need another world. This one's nearly gone. I'm gonna miss the birds singing all their songs. I'm gonna miss the wind. Been kissing me so long. Whoa. Another world. Another world. Another world. Another world. Thank you. That dog had his way with me. Shake that dog out of the tree. That dog had his way with me. Shake that dog out of the tree. shake that dog right out of me. That dog. That bird came at me with a knife. Told me she wanted my life. Shake that bird out of the tree so that everyone can see. Shake that bird right out of me. That bird made me feel so bad. Shake that pig out of the bush. Now let's give that pig a push. Shake that pig right out of me. That pig, shake that pig out of the bush. Now let's give that pig a push. Shake that pig right out of me. That pig. That dog had his way with me.
That dog.
Shake that dog out of LA.
That dog.
Shake that dog. Shake that dog. That dog had his way with me. Shake that dog out of the tree. Shake that dog right out of me. That dog. That bird came up to me with a knife.
That bird.
Told me she wanted my life.
That dog.
That's Doug Weaselman on the saxophone. And we got Parker Kindred on the drums here. Parker Kindred. Thank you.
Looking so crazy, your love's got me looking, looking so
done to me. Tell me surely need to buy a new dress. You ain't here with no one else to impress. Just the way that you know I thought I knew. Just the beat that my heart skips when I'm with you. But I still don't understand just how your love can do what no one else can. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your love got me looking so crazy right now. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your touch got me looking so crazy right now. Got me hoping you save me right now. Your kiss got me hoping.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce on the cello, beautiful Julia Kent. Where would I be without you? On the violin, we have the very handsome Maxime Mostyn. And equally as handsome on the violin and guitar and singing some background vocals, we have the wonderful Rob Moose. Very talented Rob Moose. Okay. All right. Where are we headed? Transcendentalism or masochism? I've reached a fork in the road. Oh, masochism. Okay, let's go. No? We live together in a photograph of time. I look into your eyes and the sea opens up to me. I tell you I love you and I always will. And I know that you can't tell me. Thank you.
and I know that you can't tell me. So I'm left to pick up the hints, the little symbol of your devotion. So I'm left to pick up the hints, the little symbols of your devotion. And I feel your fists. And I know it's out of love. Accept the nature of this love. I accept and I collect upon my body the memories of your devotion. Oh, I accept and I collect upon my body the memories of your devotion. I feel your fears, your fears, and I know it's out of love. And I feel the wind, and I know it's out of love. Thank you.
Doug Weaselman's our secret weapon. Some countries have nuclear bombs. We have Doug Weiselman. Oh, can I just tell them one thing? So the London Times has this new feature where you can, I don't know if anyone here reads the London Times. I don't either, but I do read the Guardian. I stopped reading the New York Times. But now it's not necessarily a good thing, but that was my paper for a long time, but I don't buy it. So now I'm left at the environmental section of the Guardian. But the London Times has this thing where you can click on any, you can just click a few buttons and pay a few dollars or whatever, and sorry, I'm out of breath. And you can look at any newspaper, any page of any newspaper they printed since they started printing newspapers, which was like 1760. Which is kind of amazing. You know. So of course, I went immediately to Hiroshima to see what the news looked like that day. And apparently, and I've been trying to figure it out ever since, 4 square miles. What is that? Is that 4 miles this way by 4 miles that way as a square? Or is it like some other calculation? Because they always said that was a small one, you know, but it was like that leveled 4 square miles. And that was a small one. I know I'm being really morbid, but you know, I was just watching, reading the newspaper like 2 months later, and it was just like, everyone who's not dead is waiting to die. And I don't know why I'm mentioning this, but it's been bothering me because Manhattan's only 3 miles long. And I was thinking, well, if that's a small one, and now they're much bigger, why do we have them? I don't understand. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, why did they invent them? Why do we want to do, you know, I'm just like, it's such a weird question. We have to ask ourselves, how do we get to that point where we're collectively creating, you know, what is it that we're, what kind of a tangent are we on? You know, it's freaking me out. You know, like I was thinking about the sun, I was going on a ramble, like how terrible the sun is. Like it's more powerful than like 10 trillion nuclear bombs, right? And it like shines so gently on the earth that like the smallest plants have been growing for like 4 billion years. Like, you know, why? And then I said it to some, I guess I've been doing too many interviews, but I was like, well, why can't we behave like the sun? You know, what is it in me that's so still asleep that I can't find a more right-sized relation or a more loving relationship with my environment? You know, how could I still be that asleep? I'm just thinking about this stuff all the time now. And they used to talk about those nuclear bombs a lot in the 80s. I remember when I first moved to America, like we were taught to go under our desks in the event of a nuclear strike. I don't know if anyone else remembers that. That was a hoax. Like, why were they teaching us to go under our desk? I would be like going out, now I'd just be going out onto the balcony and just like, anyway, I'm being really morbid. Okay.
Sister, we were born. so innocent, so full of need.
You know what I came to think was, sorry. Like, I think what my idea, my new idea is that it's like we have our masculine archetype collectively is broken, you know? That's what I'm thinking, like the masculine archetype, like I've been thinking like cavemen, like, you know, the man was supposed to go around the perimeter of the camp and kill all the woolly mammoths and protect the mother and the children. But now he's like freak, he must be so broken, right? So we have to like lure him back towards the center of the family. That's what I keep thinking, like if we could like tempt him back, you know, within each of us, like could I tempt masculine aspect to come to sit more with my, I know you didn't pay to hear me rambling, but. It's like, I feel like he's lost, like actually he needs a lot of love. Like, I know that seems perverse, but I think we have to love him into wellness. I mean, that's the only way I can think about it, like that there's some masculine aspect in every single one of us, men and women, and transgender, you know, that, you know, somehow, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's just my theory. Okay, anyway. It's a nice, stupid theory. Yeah, the whole idea was like that he would remember that he's supposed to be working in service of the feminine of a family, and you know, like that he could remember that what he was protecting was his own vulnerability, because I feel like he extinguished his own vulnerability. But if he could remember that he's got your family, precious family that he has to protect, like somehow he's to get plugged in. Okay, I'm shut up now. Sorry, God, shut up, Julia, don't let me do this again. Stab me with your fork next time I say something. Sorry, I'm really sorry. Okay, shut up. Okay.
You are my sister, we were born. So innocent, so full of need. There were times we were friends, but times I was so cruel. Each night I'd ask for you to watch me as I sleep. I was so afraid of the night. You seemed to move through the places that I feared. You lived inside my world so softly, protected only by the kindness of your nature. My sister, and I love you. May you all of your dreams come true. No one else will ever know. You true. All of your dreams, all of your dreams come true. A warm is for you. They're gonna come. Oh, no, they come. We'll see them come. Thank you. We just got one more number for you. Thank you.
Tender clutch, hold that man I love so much.
Daddy, we gonna cut the cord of life on earth. Let's do something differently. Let's take our power back. Power back. Doesn't matter to me in its way. Thank you so much. My gorgeous band. Thank you so much from all of us. Hey, thank you so much. Such a pleasure to be here tonight. And we'll just do one more. Yeah. Okay, I'm just gonna. Hope there's someone who take care of me. When I die, will I go? Hope there's someone who set my heart free. Nice to hold when I'm tired. There's a ghost on the horizon when I go to bed. How can I fall asleep? My head. Oh, I'm scared of that middle place between light and nowhere. I don't want to be the one left in there, left in there. To his feet. seas, watershed, hoping that someone will take care of me. When I die, will I go? Holding someone will set my heart free. Nice to hold when I'm tired.
Have a great night, everyone, and a great year. Take care. Thank you from all of us. Thank you so much. It's been a great night. Thank you.